Were you finding any role models within companies that you were working for?
No. Diana Attill at André Deutsch. She was the editor who discovered Jean Rees and Nicholas Bench and Marilyn French. Obviously, she must have brought her in. And she was being paid so little that the joke was she only had to bank her salary once a year. And he was wealthy. And the other thing was, André's office was huge. And it had wall to ceiling, it had these beautiful windows that overlooked Great Russell Street and wall to ceiling books. And he had this fantastically huge leather desk and huge, huge, huge. She shared her office in the basement. There was no natural light.
And how do you understand the psychology of that, of women accepting these terms of employment?
There's no role model for you. You know, if that's the most powerful woman in the company that you're working for is treated so appallingly, she's bringing in all the money. So you're sitting there as a woman who's gone through a school where it's like, well, you can become a secretary and then you can get married and have children and never work again. And then you're in this company where all the women are just a joke, really. And all the men are the big, sexy, highly paid, big offices, famous. Until you've got women who are successful and running their own companies, there's nothing for the young women to look up to and aspire to. And I always think, you know, if you've got a vision or a dream about your future that feels achievable, then that's very powerful. You've got to have something that feels achievable.